Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Codependency for Dummies by Darlene Lancer. Narrated by Courtney Patterson. Introduction. If you are listening to this book because you wonder whether you may be codependent, you're not alone. Some think the majority of Americans are codependent. The term codependency has been used since the 1970s. The newer perspective is that codependency applies to many more people than originally thought. Different types of people and personalities may be codependent or behave in a codependent manner. Codependence varies in degree and severity. Not all codependents are unhappy, while others live in pain or quiet desperation. Here are examples of people who may be codependent. An older couple, Manny and Faye, are happily married for years. Faye calls Manny daddy, and Manny calls Faye mother. Faye defers to her husband, who frequently corrects her. They agree about most everything and that Manny comes first. If you ask Faye her opinion, she quotes her husband. Sid and Ina have lived together for several years, but their relationship lacks passion and intimacy. Sid is having an affair with Myra and is unsure about marrying Ina, whom he claims lacks Myra's wildness. He feels trapped. He can't commit to either woman. He fears both leaving and getting closer to Ina. Sean is a compulsive overeater. His wife Sonia nags him and tries to control his food intake. Melissa is an accomplished film director. Men find her attractive, and she's had several intense, brief relationships that end when the passion subsides, or she begins to feel like she's losing her independence. Bud is a senior executive at a major corporation and supervises more than 100 workers. He's considered powerful and assertive by his colleagues. At home, he complies with his wife's demands, avoids intimacy, and is unable to talk about feelings or express his needs. Thomas is a single dad and very close with his adult son, who lives with him. Thomas thinks of his son as his best friend and can't say no to whatever his son asks of him. It's been many years since Thomas's divorce, but Thomas hasn't been able to find the right woman. Walter is successful at work but gets drunk at home each night. Nights when he goes out, his wife waits up and worries, then berates him when he returns, and often calls in sick for him the next day. Connie is intimidated by her violent husband, Mikhail. She's humiliated but loves him anyway. He apologizes and romances her, and she forgives him, believing his promises that he'll never hit her again. Codependents are attracted to codependents, so there's little chance of having a healthy relationship. The good news is the symptoms of codependency are reversible. It requires commitment, work, and support. Even so, sometimes the symptoms can sneak up on you and affect your thinking and behavior when you least notice it. Codependency isn't something you heal from or are forever done with, but you can one day enjoy yourself, your life, and your relationships. Should you choose to embark on recovery, you're beginning an exciting and empowering journey. A new way of living and seeing the world opens up. I hope you decide to join me on this amazing journey. About this book. Not all codependents are in a relationship with someone who suffers from an addiction. Whether or not you are, this book is for you as you relate to your loved one. If you're recovering from an addiction to a substance or process, such as alcohol, eating, hoarding, shopping, working, sex, gambling, the list goes on, and are ready to work on your issues revolving around codependency, then this book is an ideal place to start. However, the focus of this book is not on overcoming those addictions, but on your relationships. When I refer to addict, I mean not only a drug addict, but also a person with any type of addiction. Sometimes I specify alcoholics. Although a book is linear and compartmentalized, you listen to a sentence or paragraph that discusses one thing at a time, people exist through four dimensions of space-time, and codependency is holographic, affecting everything in the way you live your life.